Jessica, thanks for joining us for Alamogordo Now this week. We're starting off with news of findings from the Otero County budget audit. What can you tell us about the audit?
Correct. So the Board of Commissioners met April 8th to hear a report on its annual audit done every year to make sure that the county is in compliance with state law. There were, according to the auditor, six findings in the most recent audit. Two of them we know were directly related to Otero County Commissioner Coy Griffin. Now, those are related to what the Alamogordo Daily News has been reporting on, obviously violation and a travel voucher, reimbursements, and a misuse of county property. What we understand about that one is that there was some concern about Mr. Griffin using his county office to film videos specifically for Cowboys for Trump. Now, the other four findings are pretty as serious, but pretty normal. For example, the Otero County Self-Insurance Fund was closed during fiscal year 2018, but the auditor found that there were some expenses attributed to that fund. Another finding was in relation to the Otero County Prison Facility expenditure. There were some mislabeling there. And the final one had to do with pay card disbursements not having the required requisition and, you know, long-term accounting purposes. So all in all, Otero County has provided resolutions to these and submitted this audit to the state for final approval.
Okay, thanks, Jessica. I want to move on to COVID-19 vaccinations in the area. They continue.
Correct. So we all know that the fight to get people vaccinated in New Mexico started primarily online with people being asked to register for vaccinations. This week, New Mexico announced that it would open up its vaccination registration to those 40 and over. But not all of us are computer savvy, so one of the biggest efforts that the New Mexico Department of Health has undertaken has been to telephone our senior residents throughout the state and inform them that they are eligible to receive vaccines, to help them make appointments, and to help them find the nearest vaccination clinic near them. So if you are above 40 and you're getting a call from your health department, please take a moment to speak with them.
Okay, Jessica, thank you for the update this week. We'll talk to you next week.
I look forward to it.